Is getting busy in a hurry. It's going to be very, very busy at the box office this weekend as the new Star Wars movie comes out. And here to tell us more about that and a lot more on the big screen is our good buddy, Al Harris. Al, what's happening, my friend?
Oh, you know, just strolling in this reasonably cold 70-degree weather here in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. You were waiting to get that dig in as soon as I mentioned what the forecast looked like, weren't you?
Oh, I was ready. I was salivating.
I figured as much, but that's all right. I kind of expect that. Well, speaking of expectations, I think there were a lot of movies that had high expectations, and some of those movies at least get some degree of chagrin as they take a look at the Golden Globes nominees. They were released a little bit earlier today. As you look at some of these categories and some of these Golden Globes nominees, Al, are there any surprises to you on this list? I know that's a gigantic list and there are so many different categories, but were there a few on there that made you scratch your head?
Yeah, there's quite a few, actually. The big one is, I don't know in what world that Get Out is a comedy and Three Billboards is a drama, but seem to like flip that, which is weird to me. And that happens with the Golden Globes a lot because they are the only movie awards that separates between comedy and drama. So you do get those on occasion, but that one was very strange to me. And while I really like Three Billboards, I'm surprised about all the love it got. I'm surprised mostly in the fact that it was nominated for Best Director. And a few, like Lady Bird and Call Me By Your Name, got snubbed for Best Director. The other big thing I thought was interesting is, because there's a lot of hubbub on this movie, the new Ridley Scott film, drawn a blank, it's called All the Money in the World. The big deal with that was it was starring Kevin Spacey, and right as these allegations came out, a month and a half ago, they decided to reshoot all the scenes with Kevin Spacey and put Christopher Plummer in. And the fact that they finished that in time, that the Golden Globes were able to review that movie beforehand and then nominate it for Best Director, Best Supporting Actor. Christopher Plummer's getting a nomination for a movie he wasn't even involved in a month and a half ago. To me, that's insane, but they must have liked it. And like I said, not many people have seen it yet, so that's really the first reviews we've seen, and the fact that they've liked it's made it kind of an interesting play for the Academy Awards now, which wasn't necessarily an option, you know, a couple months ago. It's crazy.
Yeah, that turnaround was crazy fast. I saw previews for that in theaters with Kevin Spacey playing the role of the father now. Mark Wahlberg, I believe, is in that movie as well, right?
Yeah, and so is Michelle Williams.
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you work on sets. Is that typical? Is that something people can do?
No, that's something you can do with a guy like Ridley Scott, sure, who's had, 40, 50 years experience, knows how to direct, knows how to do things quickly. And everything I've heard is he's getting what he wished for because he wanted Christopher Plummer originally, and the studio was like, no, we need a bigger name. So it's all working out for him, man. He might be the only one that's working out for. But because it's definitely not cheap to do reshoots. And the fact that the thing that blows my mind is not the fact that they did this, but that they did it so quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, as someone who's been in that position and had to do stuff like that before, the fact that they were able to get it done in time for not only Academy Awards submissions, but Golden Globe is beyond crazy to me.
We are speaking with our Hollywood guru, Al Harris, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I have a feeling we're not done talking about the Golden Globes. I just wanted to throw that out there, and I'm sure in future weeks here we will certainly have more of a chance to dive into that. But obviously the big news in Hollywood this week, outside of those Golden Globe nominees, are the Star Wars premieres taking place later on this week. Going to be a very interesting week, and boy, this was going to be an entirely different question, but I thought Coco had a pretty impressive run at the box office, three-peating as the leader in the clubhouse, or the box office in this case, but you get what I'm going for here. That's going to be unseated this week, no question about that, as this new Star Wars movie debuts later on this week. What are some rumors you're hearing about this movie? People keep teasing the idea that Luke Skywalker is going to go to the dark side. What kinds of things are you hearing?
So I'm going to make this very clear. I am staying away from any spoilers as possible. I don't even want to talk about the possibility of Skywalker changing. I'm so excited for this, I want to go in completely blank. That being said, they had their first premiere Saturday night, and the reviews, like I said, I'm not getting in deep with any of the reviews. I'm just reading, like, some of the tweets, and from what I've heard is it's possibly the best Star Wars that has come out. I hate to drive up the hype train, but they said it's weirdly surprising. It's not shocking to me. Like I said, I've been more excited for this than any Star Wars I have because of the star power behind the camera. I think Rian Johnson is one of the most underrated directors and screenwriters out there and always makes, even if they're not great movies, makes very interesting things. For those that don't know him, his first movie, Brick, is one of my favorites. He also did Looper, Brothers Bloom, which is okay, but very interesting. And then he did some of the best episodes of Breaking Bad. He's just a very, very talented director, which is not something you usually see on, like, these blockbusters. And from what I've heard, they probably gave him the reins or the keys to the production. And they said, from what I've heard, it's completely different. It's surprising. It's dark. It's great. Which is why, and from what I've heard, is there are some twists. So it's best to go in without it knowing any spoilers, and that's how I'm going to try and do it. Like I told you last week, most of the premieres or the first screenings that come out either Wednesday or Thursday night are already sold out. So I'm going to have to wait a few days to see it, and so hopefully I can go spoiler-free. But back to what you said about the box office, yeah, this is definitely, I mean, that's the biggest no-brainer out there, that it's going to win the weekend. It just matters how much it does. But as you said, Coco did okay. It won the week again, but it was, again, not a very strong week as it went down like 33% from what it did the week before. The big mover this week, which wasn't shocking to me because I thought I loved it, was The Disaster Artist, which in only 840 theaters did $6 million, which was just as much as Justice League and Wonder did this week with being in 3,000 less theaters. And I think once the theaters, there's more theaters it's in, Franco has a nomination for Golden Globe, might get one for the Academy Award. I think you'll see the numbers rise. And I think that one's going to do pretty well. Obviously, it's not this weekend because the juggernaut of Star Wars is lingering over it. But that should be a big one. And the other one coming out in more theaters this week and then a lot more the week after. Shape of Water is another one I'm very excited for, which did fantastic in the Golden Globe nominations. Guillermo del Toro's new one, which I've heard is gorgeous and really just a throwback and why people like going to the movies. So I'm very excited for that as well.
Again, Al Harris, our Hollywood guru, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Right now, we are in the midst of that time of the year, that wonderful time of the year. You know, a lot of great holiday movies being played, and anytime you're home, basically at any hour of the day, there's always something cool and holiday-ish to watch on TV. Do you have a holiday movie that is your go-to, or maybe one that we should be watching out for that doesn't get noticed as much?
Well, you know, being Jewish, I was never into like the traditional Christmas movies. I like ones, you know, that touched on Christmas or maybe had Christmas as a setting, you know, like Trading Places, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But my go-to used to be, and it's going to change now because of the Kevin Spacey stuff, but there was a movie called The Rest.
Yes! Yeah. Yes!
He's been talking about that for like the last week and a half here, Al.
I love that movie.
For the listeners out there, I had no idea, boy, you like that movie, but that movie's great. It's funny. It's a weird Christmas movie. The other one that also takes place around Christmas time that I really enjoy, same kind of wit, a little darker, is Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. So those are usually the movies I watch on Christmas, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and The Ref. But this year might be a little different because of the whole Kevin Spacey stuff, even though Dennis Leary is fantastic.
Oh, Leary is a legend in that movie. Douglas is laughing and kind of half-heartedly shaking his head over that. That is one of the greatest Christmas movies ever made. It is fantastic.
Matt, have you seen it?
I've seen it. It's been a while, though. I can't remember every little piece about it. But, yeah, I've seen it. I enjoyed it.
It's so good. It is so, so good. I stumbled upon the DVD at a mall in Traverse City 2 or 3 years ago, and I about did backflips and cartwheels when I found it.
People
are looking at me like I'm crazy. Oh, yeah, I love that movie. That movie's so good. I had it on VHS.
I think it came out when I was in, like, fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah.
It's
on Netflix, if I'm wrong.
Is it?
It comes and goes so quickly. That's why I decided to get the DVD, because I wanted to be able to watch it anytime I want. So I'm glad you said that, because that is a movie that I believe is tremendously underrated when it comes to the holidays. Before we cut you loose, my friend, what are your picks to click for this week?
So the big one is, obviously it's the week before Christmas, so not a lot of crazy things coming out now. But there is a documentary that's kind of like a scripted documentary from what I know. I know very little about this, but I know the people behind it. Errol Morris, who's known as one of the greatest documentary filmmakers of all time, The Thin Blue Line, a couple other things as well, is doing a movie called Wormwood, which is released on Netflix this week. It's a 6-episode docu-series, basically, but like I said, I think it's scripted as well. Kind of based on his father's death, which may or may not have had to deal with the CIA and LSD, so it sounds bonkers, and for those that don't know Errol Morris, he's a genius behind the camera, so that should be a lot of fun. So that's coming out on Netflix this week.
Very good stuff, my friend. Well, we always appreciate the time. Hopefully, you'll be able to sneak in and see one of the screenings this weekend for Star Wars. I plan on getting out and seeing it at some point this weekend, but I know those theaters are going to be loaded to the gills. Always appreciate the time, Al. We'll do it again next week.
All right, sounds great. I'll talk to you then.
All righty. That is our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.